All right, guys.
Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Picking up with this story here about Senator DeCamp. The rest of the details, actually, of this story are far too disgusting to repeat, believe me. I mean, you couldn't even imagine what this kid described. Well, he's an adult now, but what he described, he had to endure as a kid. Okay? Just use your wildest imagination, the most evil thing you can imagine, multiply it by a few thousand, and you're starting to get close. It's just unbelievable. But the point I want to bring out is, in the course of relaying the story of this snuff film that he was forced to partake in as a kid, he said how it took place, the slaying took place at the foot of a giant owl statue. When DeCamp heard this, you know, at first he wrote it off. Oh, this is crazy. You know, this kid's making this up. Later, he found out about the Bohemian Grove and the giant owl statue. He called Paul back, Bonacci, and he said, do you think if I flew us out to San Francisco, do you think you could take me to that place, the campground where the statue was? He says, oh, yeah. I've been there, you know, hundreds of times I was taken there as a kid. I know exactly how to get there. So they did. They flew out, and he told him, yep, take a left here, go there. He brought him right to the front gate of the Bohemian Grove encampment, folks. So there you go. Like I said, you want the details of that. I don't recommend it. It's absolutely disgusting. But if you do want to see how incredibly depraved and evil these filthy trash balls are, that's the book to read. It goes into horrific details. He quotes from, you know, the diary of Paul Bonacci and several other, you know, kids that had partaken in these things. And, you know, they relayed names and dates and places that all corroborate with each other. There were other orphanages, too. He was getting letters from kids all over the state that had never met each other outside of their, you know, I mean, they met each other at the, you know, the Republican conventions. But other than that, they had never met each other. You know, so he knew they couldn't be lying. They couldn't be making this up because they were all telling the same stories, the same dates, places, times, names. So, you know, that's when he started taking it serious. He was getting these letters and at first ignoring them, you know. But as they kept coming in and saying the same thing, he's like, wait a minute. So he started interviewing these kids, and sure enough, everything they were saying checked out. And that's when he started going after these people. And, yeah, he did. He got convictions. One guy, his name was Larry King, not Larry King of CNN fame. This was a local African-American wealthy financier banker in Omaha. He took him down. He went to jail over this. So, you know, this did happen, guys. It did happen. Anyway, let me continue on here. Though women aren't allowed to be members of the Grove, some female entertainers have been invited to the encampment from time to time. One night in the late 1990s, four female dancers from the Mitchell Brothers Theater in San Francisco who wished to remain anonymous, were approached by two men after a show and asked if they would be interested in doing a private show at the Bohemian Grove. After being offered a generous sum, $2,000 each for each night that they performed, they agreed. But before the deal was settled, the two men asked them to sign a contract swearing that they had never performed at the Grove prior to the scheduled time for the following week. As you might imagine, they were quite puzzled over this request, but nevertheless, they agreed to sign the contract against the advice of several of their friends and agreed to perform. Anyway, the first night of the private Grove party, the girls found themselves in a bar before the show, in the company of, well, you know what? I'm going to save that story. We've got a break. I'll tell it after the break. And I guess we got a caller, too. So I'll take the caller first, and then I'll pick up with the story when we get back. Stick with us, guys.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life? Behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
.com.
All right, guys. Back to Ferret's Radio. Before I go into this story, jaw-dropping, shocking story, let me go to our caller. We got Dave again from Texas. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Good afternoon, Charles.
How's it going?
All right, man. Say, have you ever seen a big old owl close up?
Not really. Well, in a zoo, but not out in the wild. No, I've heard them off in the distance, but...
Oh, man, I saw one the other night. It's probably about, had a 6-foot wingspan at least. And I was about probably 10 or 15 feet away from it. It pulled up right up close to me.
I tell you, I wouldn't want to be a mouse with one of them around. They're pretty merciless, man.
Man, their talons is, pretty good size, big as a man's hand.
Well, maybe that's why they chose the owl as their god, because an owl, of course, feeds off of others, and that's what they're doing. They feed off their prey, us. So I guess it's fitting that... that's been their god.
Well,
do you have any comments about being
broke? Yeah, I just called in to try to connect a couple other dots, or at least point them out. Frankly, I think it's a real eye-opening for people to get to hear about that John DeCamp story that you're telling. That kind of raises the lid on a big bucket of worms there crawling out of Washington, D.C. And
I mean, this guy is well-known, well-respected. He was a senator. He's now a big-name lawyer in Nebraska. And he's brought convictions. Nobody can argue this. The veracity of this story has been,
And it,
more
it,
than
it permeates the Republican Party also, as well as the Democratic Party. It's absolutely an inversion of the natural order. And
right.
You know, you really are, it seems to me, tearing down the altars of this false religion and making straight the way. I was just going to ask you if you had an idea about what constitutes the abomination of desolation.
Well, that's off the topic for today.
The two gods that I was going to tell you about, and then I'll hop off, is that, you know, in America, they have the Future Farmers of America.
And right.
The FFA emblem features an owl, a plow, and a rising sun within the cross-section of an ear of corn.
No, well, I'll just say this: the idea of desolation is the, you know, a completely depraved state where man has sunk so low that he drives God out completely, and now the door is wide open for any evil that man can conceive of. And that's what we see at the Bohemian Grove. That's what we're seeing across the board with these global elite scumbags.
That's true, but you know, to me, I was going to say, if you'd asked me, that I think it's television. That it's a box that people park themselves.
Well, that's a manipulative tool that they're using, sure.
Yeah,
demoralized.
You know, it shows up on the scene, you know, in the sweep of history, and all of a sudden people park themselves in front of a little box and forget about reality. But the other dot that I was going to point you to is Isaiah 34:13, and it says, "And thorns shall come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in the fortresses thereof. And it shall be an habitation of dragons and a court for owls." Keep up the good work, Charles.
You go. All right, thanks a lot, Dave.
Thanks.
Interesting passage. And, you know, again, this owl deity, guys, does go way back to ancient times. I mentioned this on a previous broadcast, but if you want to see the insignia that they use, the little owl insignia for the Bohemian Grove, it's right on your dollar bill. Just look on the front of the $1 bill, and in the upper right-hand corner, the number 1, if you look around that number 1, there's a frame, and in the upper left-hand section of that frame, there's a little indent, like a semicircle. Look right inside that semicircle, and you'll see him. He's sitting right there. None of the other frames around the other number 1s on the bill have that, just that one. And it, you know, it looks like a white dot, but if you get a good magnifier, or if you have really good vision, but if you're like me, you need a magnifying glass, you know, take a close look with a magnifier and you'll see. And if it doesn't look like an owl, get a fresh bill. You know, sometimes the old bills, you know, the print is wore off, so you can't see it too clearly. But if you get a nice, fresh, crisp, you know, dollar bill, you'll get a magnifying glass and you'll see it. And that is exactly, that's not just any old owl. That is the owl of the Bohemian Grove, folks. That's the very insignia that they use. It's all over their letterheads and, you know, their shuttle buses that cart people back and forth from the parking lot to the inside of the campground. Anyway, obviously that's what they mean, isn't it, on the dollar bill when they say, "In God we trust." That's the God they trust. Continuing on now with this story, these same women I mentioned, they wish to remain anonymous. This comes from a book I read about a year ago on the Bohemian Grove. In fact, I forget the guy's name now, but it's one of the people that worked with Alex Jones in infiltrating the Bohemian Grove in the summer of 2000. He interviewed some of these women in the course of, you know, researching his book, and they relayed this story. The first night of the private Grove party, the girls found themselves in a bar before the show, in the company of men who were all wearing the same owl-shaped rings, which they thought was, you know, rather odd, but didn't let it bother them. However, things started to get real strange from there. They were offered drinks at the bar, but under one condition, that they remove their trousers right there in the bar. One of the girls, an African-American, was very offended, and when she asked him why, he just glared at her and then instructed angrily for the bartender to not serve her any more drinks. Later, while the girls were making conversation with another man in the lounge. The same man from the bar had walked in. Suddenly, he stopped when he recognized the girls, put his hands up in the air, and then loudly shouted, "No!" Immediately, the whole room went dead silent, and everyone sat down. The girls became very nervous, obviously, wondering what it was that they had gotten themselves into. You know, what kind of power did this man wield? Who was this man? He just waved his hand, said no, and everybody just froze. I wonder if it was Dick Cheney in disguise. Anyway, the party eventually resumed, and soon the girls were performing on the stage. They received handsome tips and performed several routine lap dances, which they were accustomed to. They also made a big wad of cash from several Grovers who asked them to spend the night with them, something that, again, they had grown accustomed to from their experiences at the Mitchell Brothers Theater. By morning, everything seemed okay. The girls were treated to manicures, full spa treatment, facials, massages, and a swim in the lake. Everything went well until that evening. While waiting to do their second show, the girls found an abandoned briefcase in a back room. Curiosity got the best of them, and so they took a peek inside. And what they found literally freaked them out. They saw an evil-looking owl mask, a long black robe with a gold hood, ritualistic gear, and, most scary of all, a long butcher's knife that was very old and rusty. "The knife looked like it had been used to kill before," said one of the girls. She said that the stains on the blade may even have been blood instead of rust. She couldn't tell. One of the girls began to panic. She remembered hearing warnings about ritualistic abuses of other women who had been at the Grove, and she knew that it was time to get out, and fast. Their contract was for 3 nights, but she didn't want to stay even 3 more minutes. So she convinced the other 2 girls that it was time to leave. But when they got to the main office and asked to be paid for the previous night's performance, they were told that their contract required them to be there for all 3 nights, therefore they refused to pay them anything. They decided to leave as quick as possible and forget the money. But on their way out, they saw a laptop sitting around, abandoned, and opted to take it as payment for their previous night's performance. Upon their safe return to the city, they found the computer to be loaded with pictures of Grovers engaging in all sorts of bizarre sexual acts with strippers, a fate that they themselves surely would have met if they had stayed there any longer. That, you know, they would have been coerced into or drugged into or whatever. You know, had their drinks laden with dope. It's probably what they do. But that wasn't all, guys. They also found pictures and videos of extremely brutal sex scenes that looked more like rapes than consensual acts. Some of the scenes also showed children taking part in the activities. In all of the pictures and videos, the Grovers were either wearing masks or hoods, making it impossible to determine any of their identities. But the girls said that the scenes were very frightening and that they were very glad to have gotten out of there alive. Guys, anybody who's ever studied the CIA's MK Ultra mind control program, and, you know, that's another show that I had prepared for that, you know, I'm obviously not going to get around to do, at least not in this leg of my broadcast journey. But anybody who wants the transcripts for that show, you know, just email me, or this one too, for that matter. Email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com, Hertz being spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Ask for my MK Ultra file. You wouldn't believe the stuff that has been done to people over the years, guys, by the CIA with your tax dollars absolutely satanic, ritualistic abuse is what it was. All right, guys, stick with us. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We're picking up with our story. I mentioned before the break about MK Ultra. You know, ultimately the purpose for MK Ultra, or one of the main purposes, was to produce mindless robots who could be called upon to murder anyone, anywhere, anytime, without a conscience and without even memory of what had taken place. You know, the Manchurian Candidate, probably remember seeing that movie. It's along that same line. This is true. This is what they did, guys. Probably still are doing it. But when the Church Committee back in 1975 brought this out, they passed legislation to ensure that nothing like this would ever happen again. But, you know, that's how the CIA works, guys. When they get caught, they just go deeper underground and, you know, probably even scale up the same activities rather than cut them back or cut them off. But they were caught, and this is all documented. There have been many people who have come forward and given their testimony before Congress about what was done to them. Horrific, horrific stuff. They would take children and, you know, usually orphan kids that don't have any parents to, you know, to keep track of them, and they made easy targets. And they wanted to get you when you're young, so that by the time you grew up, you would be totally under their control. It's easier, you know, when you subject a child to trauma to control them later in adult life. Induce multiple personality syndrome, subject them to severe beatings, abuses of all kinds, sexual and otherwise, you name it. Yeah, I'm not kidding, folks. This went on. This is documented, okay? This is admitted. Congressional Church Committee report brought this all out. It's a fact. I've got hours of recordings of personal testimonies given before Congress. And nobody denies this anymore. This is a fact. This was done. But there's another purpose behind MKUltra, not just to produce mindless assassins. Another one of the functions of these mind control experiments was to produce mindless sex slaves that could be brought to places like the Bohemian Grove to serve the sexual appetites of the elites, performing any perverted act that their twisted minds could conjure up without having to worry about being sued for rape or abuse. One such person was Kathy O'Brien. She was programmed by the CIA to be an unquestioning and totally submissive slave to the whims of any official who called upon her for her services. Her motto, programmed into her mind for, you know, year after year after year, was anything for anyone, anytime, anywhere. In her book, Transformation of America, she described how all of her sessions were recorded by hidden cameras, which would sometimes later be used as blackmail material should the participating politician or other official decide to become uncooperative with the program. And, you know, you wonder how so many in Congress can be selling us out without caring. And that's one of the reasons. A good many of them are part of the globalist conspiracy and certainly want our rights taken away themselves. But there's a lot of others that don't necessarily want to sell us out, you know, don't want this globalist conspiracy. But they have to keep their mouths shut because they've been caught on film with some of these MKUltra mind-controlled sex slaves, guys. This is how they control them. This is how they, you know, get them to pass laws and not say anything about it, turn the other way, because they know that if they ever open their mouths or ever tried to resist their programs, their policies, they'd be exposed. So in her book, she wrote about her oft-provided services at the Bohemian Grove, she mentions specifically. Here's what she said, and again, guys, this is not for young ears to hear, just to warn you. She said, "My purpose at the Grove was sexual in nature, and therefore my perceptions were limited to a sex slave's viewpoint. Slaves such as myself were subjected to ritualistic trauma. I knew each breath I took could be my last, as the threat of death lurked in every shadow. Slaves of advancing age or with failing programming were sacrificially murdered at random in the wooded grounds of Bohemian Grove." She saw this herself. "And I felt it was simply a matter of time until it would be me. Rituals were held at a giant concrete owl monument on the banks of, ironically enough, the Russian River." And, you know, you might say, well, how could they let themselves be subjected to this? Guys, they first of all, these people were subjected to such severe mental trauma over the years. They weren't in their right minds to begin with. You know, multiple personality syndrome. They were schizophrenic. But also, they had them heavily, heavily sedated. Drugs, alcohol, you name it. So they didn't even know what was going on half the time. They weren't coherent. She goes on to say, "My own threat of death was instilled when I witnessed the sacrificial death of a young dark-haired victim, at which time I was instructed to perform sexually as though my life depended on it." So see, they put fear. You know, we'll do the same to you if you don't do what we tell you to do. So, you know, her life depended on it. So she would, you know, she found herself in a position where she was forced to do things that she didn't necessarily want to do, or probably surely didn't want to do. Anyway, I'll pick up with that quote, guys. It gets more freaky. When we get back, stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. About independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Let me continue with this quote here. She says, "I was told the next sacrifice victim could be you." Always keeping her in fear, of course. She would do whatever they wanted. Anytime you least expect it, the owl will consume you. Prepare yourself and stay prepared. Being prepared, she said, equated to being totally suggestible, i.e. on my toes, awaiting their command. The club offered again, here we go, guys. This is where it gets pretty nasty. She said the club offered a necrophilia theme room to its members. "I was so heavily drugged and programmed when used in the necrophilia room that the threat of actually slipping through death's door and being sacrificed before I knew it did not affect me. My whole existence was balanced precariously on the edge of death as a matter of routine anyway." Other Other perversion theme rooms at the Bohemian Grove included the dark room. And then she goes on to say, a common phrase was, let's go into the dark room and see what develops. In the dark room, Grove members had sex with the same mind-controlled slave that they were viewing in porn flicks on a big screen television. There was a triangular glass display center in a main thoroughway where I was locked in with various trained animals, including snakes. Members walking by watched illicit acts of bestiality, women with women, mothers with daughters, kids with kids, or any other unlimited perverse visual display that was desired. There was a room of shackles and tortures, black lights and strobes, an opium den, ritualistic sex altars, a chapel, group orgy rooms, including water beds, poster beds, I don't even know what that is. Perhaps I don't even want to know. And kitten houses. I was used as a rag doll in the toy store and as a urinal in the Golden Arches room. Oh, man, this is unbelievable. As an interesting side note, guys, this account in 1995, there was a lakeside chat given by Fred Cruz at the Grove entitled The Recovered Memory Movement. It was in reference to sexually abused MK Ultra victims regaining their memory of what had been done to them in years past at Grove meetings. As you might guess, this has been a big problem for these perverted abusers. Did you see what was going on here? They were giving a lecture on recovering memories of these MK Ultra victims because people were coming out. They were regaining memories of past abuses, and they were coming out and speaking out about it, and it was bad PR for the Grove. So a lecture was given on, you know, how to counteract this problem or how to deal with it if it, you know, if it arises. And keep in mind, big media people attend these meetings, so you know, the lectures were geared heavily toward them. You know, what to say in the media, how to counteract it, and, you know, brush off public suspicions and inquiries and whatnot. How to cover it up, in other words. Unbelievable. Well, guys, that's pretty much the gist of it for the Bohemian Grove. These things that I've relayed represent only a few scattered stories that have, you know, managed to surface over the years, things that have happened at the Bohemian Grove. But it makes you wonder what else has gone on at these encampments that haven't made it out to the public. And how many more innocent victims, how many more people are going to be victimized by these psychopaths before a stop is put to all of this? God only knows. But again, every single year, for 2 weeks in July, this stuff continues to go on. Even though now much of it has, you know, been made known publicly, at least enough of it has been made known to make it clear that what goes on there is anything but a wholesome little gathering. Incredibly evil things take place there. People get murdered, get abused, young kids. I mean, it's just horrific. This is what your leaders do. So, again, you know, I thought this topic would be a fitting end because now looking back at everything we've talked about, we should not be surprised now, should we, when we see what they do at their little encampments. We're dealing with psychopaths, guys. The world today is run by absolute mad raving lunatics. That is what we have in power, and that's what we're going to get come November, if there even is an election. Who knows? They could stage another fake 9/11. We could be looking at this piece of trash for decades more to come. Who knows? But it doesn't matter if we have another so-called election. It's just going to be another one of these monkey-rigged puppets. Hillary is every bit as much of a piece of trash as any of the rest of them are, and that's why they get all the attention in the media. the very people that get attention, the very candidates that are, you know, focused on by the media, those are the ones, America, you should have figured this out by now, those are the ones not to support. No American, no true American who loves this country, who loves the Constitution, who loves freedom, human decency, honesty, who hates corruption, no such American should ever, ever cast their vote in favor of any of these scumbags. In fact, you should demand that they not even be allowed on the air, should not even be allowed to run for the presidency. Who cares how much money corporate America is giving them? That's all they're going to serve, guys, once they're in office, is corporate America. This country had better wake up and fast. This is the message I want to leave you with, you know, in the last few minutes of my series of shows here, guys, for now anyways. Do not trust anything that comes over the airwaves. Do not trust your political, your religious, or your academic leaders. They're all lying to you, folks. That's not a paranoid statement to say that. It is an easily provable fact. And, you know, I hope the documentation I've been presenting so far has proved that. Again, you know, if you want more, I can give you, email me, ask me for my MK Ultra research, ask for some more. You know, I only did one show on education. I've actually got three that I did on education. If you want the transcripts for those other two shows, you know, request that. I've got shows on the Jonestown Massacre in 1978, Jim Jones. I exposed how that was a CIA operation, guys. No question about it. You want the documentation on that? Send your request. I'll be happy to send that to you. It looks like I'm going to be busy the next few days sending emails out. But no problem. Seriously. Just about any subject you can imagine, I've got information on. So, you know, if there's something I haven't covered, you want information, let me know. If I don't have it now, I can get it for you. But I pretty much have, you know, stuff ready to go on file, ready to email. I've had the, I guess you could call it privilege of coming across some very interesting information over the years. I've, you know, made some very, not always pleasant, but nevertheless, you know, when you want to know the truth, you don't care how ugly it is. You need to know. And that's how I've always been. I've always wanted to know what's really going on. I'm not happy. I've never been happy with settling for whatever mainstream anything has told me, because I found that I've been lied to over the years by mainstream everything. You know, when you've been a theology major and you have your theology professors telling you, keep your mouth shut and we can guarantee you a job right now, but you keep going down this road, opening your mouth, there's going to be no future for you in this profession. You know, once you're told that, you realize, my God, if these people can be lying like this on such a massive scale, obviously politicians must be doing the same thing. And yeah, that's how it works. So, you know, I've been there, folks. I've been behind the scenes. I know how it works. Sure, you might say, oh, that was just a theology seminary, you know. But they all work this way. All institutions work this way. And that's one of the main reasons why they pay people who hold high positions so well. They got to keep you compliant, because even if you don't know from the outset, you will eventually, if you desire to know the truth, you will eventually uncover what's going on. You will discover that the institution you work for is a fraud and is lying to people and has been pressuring you to lie to people, who will continue to pressure you to lie to people if you want to keep your job. So they have to pay you well. They have to give you good benefits and to make sure that you continue to lie for them. Bill O'Reilly doesn't get $6 million a year for telling people the truth. Think about it, folks. Big corporate America owns the media. Big corporate America pays the salary of people like Bill O'Reilly. Do you think they're going to pay him handsomely because he tells you the truth? Oh, God in heaven, you are the most gullible sap if you believe that. No, folks, big corporate America pays them very handsomely to lie, to cover up their crimes, so they can continue to engage in contracts with the Pentagon and make big, fat, whopping wads of cash as they send your kids over to get their arms and legs blown off and breathe depleted uranium, so that if they survive the escapades over there and the phony wars that they're forced to fight in. They'll come back and be dead in 5 or 10 years from cancer. They pay people like Bill O'Reilly big money and the professors in our universities and colleges big money so that you never find out exactly what the heck is really going on. So that you will be totally blinded to what's going on. You'll be given a false picture of reality. You know, I use the illustration in my book, The New World Disorder, of the picture of the world that's presented to us being the wrong box cover from a different puzzle. Society and the way it works is a twisted jigsaw puzzle. They jumble up all these pieces and throw them at us, and it's left up to us to try to figure it out. Or if we go to school and get a PhD, we'll be convinced that we figured it out, and we know what the box cover looks like, so, you know, we don't have to waste time putting the pieces together, because look, this is what the picture is already. So we just cut that picture out of the box and hang it up. See, this is what society looks like. And anytime anyone asks our expert opinion, because we have PhDs on how the world works, we'll just point to them, point the picture out to them. See, that's what the world looks like. That's how it operates. But in reality, what they've done is presented these PhDs, these paralyzed from the head down fools. And by the way, a good many of them do know what the real box cover picture looks like, but you know, they're paid well, so they're going to lie. They don't care. But, you know, irregardless, they're always going to give you the false box cover picture, the wrong box cover picture. That's what they've done, guys, through the media, through the education system, and through organized religion. They have presented a totally different picture. So rather than get frustrated trying to put all those pieces of the puzzle together and trying to figure out how things work, and, you know, they throw in pieces from different puzzles, too, to confuse you. So people just throw their arms up in the air and say, oh, forget it. I'll just ask the expert. And so you go to the expert, and he says, see, this is what the finished product looks like. But many people have not been happy with looking at that finished product, or what they think is the finished product, because they look at the puzzle pieces and they realize, wait a minute, that doesn't match up. Where does this piece fit in that picture? Or this one, for that matter. Or this one, or that one. These pieces don't match up with that puzzle picture. Most people don't do that, again, of course. They just look at the picture, don't look at the pieces, and walk away happy, figuring they have it all figured out. Well, guys, once again, guess what? We've been lied to. We've been suckered. The world does not work at all the way we've been told. It's not that pretty little mountain scene. It's an ugly ghetto scene, and that's where we're headed. We're almost there now. They're creating an international ghetto for us. They're reducing us right now as we speak to absolute abject poverty. That's their goal. This emerging, Pan-American Union, or North American Union as they call it, is going to sink us down to the absolute lowest dregs. I talked yesterday, you know, about the European Union. And they haven't pulled the rug out from under them completely yet, because if that happens, they know people are going to be aroused here and, you know, not want the North American Union. So they haven't pulled the rug yet, but they've pulled enough fiascos, as I demonstrated yesterday, that should hopefully alert people to the reality that the EU is a deadly, monstrous snake nest of deception, and that it is only after power. I hope, folks, that people in this country wake up fast in time to stop the North American Union that's due to rise up in the next 2 years. Because when that happens, they're going to start pulling the rug out across the board once they get that final piece in place. It's curtains, folks. It's over. Do you understand how serious this situation is? Life as you have known it in this once great free country of ours. And, you know, like I said, it hasn't always been free for everybody here. But it's certainly been a lot better than it is right now. And we'll never be able to go back to that. We'll never be able to stop the tyranny that's coming toward us, guys, if we don't wake up and put a stop to it ourselves. We're the only ones that are going to be able to do it. We're the only ones who have an interest in doing it. Our politicians don't care. They sold us out a long time ago for whatever reason. They're not going to do anything. Don't think that some rigged election is going to turn things around for you, okay? These people are bought off long in advance. They don't care about what interests you. They only care about what interests themselves. Protecting their reputation, giving in to their blackmailers, keeping their pockets fattened with those phony wads of cash so they can continue to live high off the hog as you struggle every day just to pay your bills, just to scrape by. That's the kind of world you live in. And again, let me remind you, it's not just the politicians. It's not just the people in the media. It's not just the academics, the professors. It's the preachers. If time permitted, you know, I was going to be doing a few other shows on that topic, guys, just to show how far down that road we've gone. I hope none of my listeners, I honestly, sincerely hope none of my listeners belong to any of these exploitatious 501c3 tax-exempt steepled corporations, because that's all they are. They're suckering you. They're exploiting you. Some might be better than others, admittedly, but they're all lying to some degree. They certainly aren't going to tell you that we're now in the midst of a monstrous beast called the New World Order that's ready to gobble us up, because they're a part of it, guys. They can't tell you about it, or they'd be shut down tomorrow. That's part of their contractual agreement that they've entered into with this 501c3 fiasco. If they should open their mouths, they'll lose their tax exemption tomorrow. They'll be shut down. So they are lying, they have been lying, and they will continue to lie, just like the media, just like the education system, just like the government itself. The boys behind the pulpit are lying. They might not know they're lying. You know, a lot of them have been dumbed down, just like their congregation. So they're pawning off the same lies that they've been told, and don't know that they're pawning off lies. But in any case, they are lying. And
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Just got a few more moments left here. Once again, I want to say, you know, I really enjoyed doing the show. Really enjoyed working with everybody at RBN. And, you know, I'm gonna miss doing this. But like I said, I'm not disappearing off the face of the map. I'll be appearing from time to time if anybody wants, you know, a fill-in or something. I am available for that. And I'll be on tomorrow on Kevin Barrett's show. So tune in for that. And, you know, I hope you guys all enjoyed it. I really have enjoyed sharing. You know, I've done a lot of research over the years, and I feel like a dam just waiting to burst. You know, I want to share all this information. It's so vital. And, you know, it's frustrating when you at family gatherings and no one will listen to you. That's always how it goes. You ever notice? You know, a complete stranger will listen to you. A friend might listen to you. But your own family, you know, won't listen to you. I shouldn't say that. I got a couple relatives that, you know what's going on. But for the most part, you know, they won't listen. It's so frustrating. So it's great to come on the air and share with people that will listen. I wish the whole world would listen. Wish the whole world would turn into this and broadcasts like this to find out what's going on instead of watching the trash on CNN, ABC, NBC et al. That's all they're getting, guys. They're getting lie after lie after endless lie. So, you know, in parting for now anyway, I just want to wish you all the best of luck. And, you know, although I talk constantly about organized religion and the fraud that it is, and it is a fraud, you know, I still want to encourage you to believe in God. Don't believe in religion, but believe in God. God himself doesn't believe in religion. And, you know, to be honest, as far as I'm concerned, there's no other hope but to, you know, to turn to him. Because if they do have their way, if they do get their new world order, it's going to be hell on earth, folks. Hell on earth. Your own neighbors are going to be your worst enemy. Your own family. People will be breaking in your house if they know you got food stored up. Watch out. You know, it's just going to get crazy. So, you know, if that does happen, God is our only hope. And so, you know, we need to turn to him because there is ultimately victory. If we don't get the victory now here in this world over them and stop what they're doing, there's going to be victory in the end anyway. But it's only there. And let me tell you, they got their day in court. Oh, they got the courts rigged here. They get away with murder all the time, don't they? But there is a higher court that they're going to have to stand before one day, and they're not going to be able to rig that one. And let me tell you, what they got facing them, all the horrors that they have inflicted on planet Earth over the decades, yea, over the centuries, are going to be multiplied on their heads 10,000-fold. So in that sense, maybe we should feel sorry for them. Nah, never mind. I don't feel sorry for them. But seriously, what they got coming for them, oh boy, they're going to get it back. Don't worry. They really are. So don't be a part of it, guys. Don't be suckered in by their handouts, you know, the big fat check. Do what we say, and don't let that fool you, because payday is just around the corner. You know, if anyone listening has been falling for their lies, don't do it anymore, because you are going to get what they're going to get. You know, if you want to escape what's coming to them, then, you know, turn away now while there's still time. But you stick with them, you continue to play their game, and let them bribe you with their worthless green pieces of paper, you're going to go down. You're going to go up in flames with them very soon. That day is not far around the corner, I'll tell you right now. Anyway, guys, once again, you know, keep in touch with me, truthhurtsradio@AOL.com. I'll keep that email going. And, you know, I'll be popping in on RBN from time to time, filling in for people. So, but do keep in touch. Anybody wants transcripts for this or any other shows, you know, just let me know and I'll send them off to you. Take care, guys, and God bless. Really enjoyed this. I really miss it. Gold.